is your vehicle of salvation, my brothers. Go buy a gun. Go give your gun to Jesus and say, Jesus, you go kill the disciples of Satan and you kill the Nazis, Jesus. Give me an amen. Give me a hallelujah, brother. Feel the pain of sweet Jesus. Give me another amen. Give me another. You've got to kill the noise. You've got to kill the pollution of Satan, brother. Give me a hallelujah. Have you been healed? Have you been saved? Has it happened to you, brother? Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Kill the pollution. Pollution.
Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host V, and I'm joined by the Rob D.
Hi, folks.
Yeah. All right. So we have a very special episode for you tonight. You can probably tell. With that little extra added intro there. Go buy a gun. All right, we have, let's just jump straight into it here. We have our special guest, Tom Dixon, from armsurplus.com. Is that correct, Tom?
Surplus
arms. Surplus guns, yes, okay.
Surplus arms.
Surplus arms. Okay, there we go. Yeah. Surplus arms. So let's jump right in. Tell us about yourself, who you are, where you come from, and why you do what you do.
Tom Dixon. I'm from Chester, Pennsylvania. Born and raised here the majority of my life. What I do is I make guns.
You make guns.
Yes, sir.
That is not...
Are you having an issue hearing me?
No.
I hear you fine over here.
Okay. Yeah, we have an engraver on in the background. That's why I'm asking.
Well, every time I've called you, you've been very busy, so business is good, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing. Overwhelming at times, but it's a good thing.
Being a gunsmith, I mean, that's not your everyday job. What put you in that direction?
Started off as a collector, doing gunsmithing, and some of the things I've been seeing out there, you know what I mean, mediocre. I'm pretty critical with how I do things. Pretty critical of how I like things, so I've just gotten to making my own stuff.
Okay.
I think that's an important skill to have these days.
Yeah, for the most part, you know, YouTube got everybody else believing they can do it, but you know, it's not just putting things together. So,
well, yeah, YouTube. Yeah, there's a lot of do-it-yourself YouTube stuff, and it is not that easy. I've been around some machine shops, you know, some time ago, and we're machining parts for, you know, vehicles and stuff like that. And yeah, it's just, it's not that easy.
No.
Yeah, up in Detroit. But yeah, so I, you know, we came across your profile on Facebook because we're looking for some Second Amendment rights activists, and I'm not quite too sure you're so much of an activist or if you're very political at all, but you do what you do, so I'm wondering, just from a perspective of just your average citizen who is not political, and you do what you do, do you catch any flack from any...
Not really. Entity? I mean, politics does play a part in this, because one thing about politics and, you know, some current events, it does play a part in gun sales, period. You know, so all you get is one politician who said, you know, make some gesture towards, you know, people's rights and all, and everybody gets afraid, which, you know, understandable. So,
well, I reckon at a time when you got all these gangs of people organized, like Antifa and stuff, running around the country, showing up in small towns, threatening people, that being able to have your own protection is more important than ever.
Yeah, now it is. I mean, a lot of people now are waking up. We're seeing people who, you know, who weren't in the guns. You know, if you had to ask them a year ago, would they ever own a gun? They'd probably spit on you. And, you know, now they're here beating your door down, saying, you know, they need protection. They're scared. So, you know, it's just a common thing now.
Well, we're seeing a crackdown on gun sales since... you know, this COVID thing and these marches and things like that. We're seeing shops closed down. They're being told they can't sell the weapons now, and which is, I think, very illegal. You know,
that's something I've never heard. But I know a lot of shops are, you know, closing down and things because things have been, you know, kind of hard to get, you know, as of lately. So, you know, at one point, you can go in the store and find just about anything. Now it's like a fight to get anything anymore. So, you know, ammo, guns, you know, even to the goofiest accessories. You know, everything's just coming scarce. So,
well, that's the last thing our oppressors want, is a population not only that's armed but knows how to use their weapons tactically.
Well, from our personal standpoint, we teach classes, and you know, a lot of people, the bright side, the great thing about it is a lot of new people who have been buying, they will definitely, no one has been shy about taking a class. So, you know, that was a good thing. And I mean, not just that, I mean, people who have had guns for a long time, they're looking for classes to further their education. So, you know, that's one thing we will do. We don't bite our tongue with teaching.
I'm curious, what kind of documentation does the government force you to do with each piece that you make? Are they pretty lax about that?
No, they're not lax at all. I mean, you definitely got to keep a record of everything that you sell. You definitely have to keep a record of everything we make, and very tight on things like that are covered Title III weapons, which are covered under the National Firearms Act. Very, very tight about that.
Okay.
If you you violate anything like that, they could come down hard on you if one of your weapons was used wrongly and hadn't been recorded.
Say again.
It's important. So you have to document them in case that one of your weapons is used in a crime, let's say, and it wasn't documented correctly, they could hold you responsible, which would be very cool.
Absolutely.
It'd be like holding responsible somebody who makes forks if the fork was jabbed into somebody's arm by their grandmother at the dinner table, and, you know.
Absolutely. So, you know, one thing, man, we keep our record keeping real tight here, so.
Obviously, you do support the Second Amendment, correct?
Yes.
And, you know, whether you're political about it or not, I can tell you, Facebook is very political about it. My PR person, Agatha, she made the flyer, the digital flyer. She posted it on her timeline, and she shared it to two groups, and Facebook put the kibosh on her. She's restricted from sharing for 3 days for going over her limit of posting. Two groups.
Facebook's been getting a little weird with that. They've been getting weird with that stuff since, like, 2016. I mean, I've had my share of 30-day bans. This is why I have, like, 6 different Facebook profiles, so.
Oh, that's why it was hard getting a hold of you and pinning you down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know I copped a ban one time because I started to share something when I was out of area of my phone reception. And as soon as I went back in area, it shared them all at once. And suddenly it was something like a week ban from being able to share or comment in groups, you know, because the algorithm seen that it was too fast, like I was a robot or something.
Yeah.
They love to clamp down on us.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook's been a little weird, you know, so, you know, that's one of my, you know, I don't share as much on Facebook as I used to, you know, but, you know, when I have to get on there, I get on there.
Okay.
It's a great platform to start to get your word out. I keep telling you,
absolutely.
We need to get real with each other, get real phone numbers and addresses to correspond even old-fashionedly through the mail so that when they take that platform of activism away from us, we can still be active.
Yeah.
As I traveled the world, I met so many of my followers on Facebook. My other account was totally full of huge number of followers, and they gave it the death sentence. They just purged it overnight, and I had no recourse to getting it back.
Wow.
It was very anger-inducing. Yesterday, I did a video I posted about a chem bomb deployment over Australia. Overnight, it hit 30,000 views on it, so I was expecting a little retribution from Facebook even today now, and maybe they'll give me a ban of some kind, because I tell the truth. I call it like I see it. And America right now is a tinderbox, and it absolutely needs people like you that are making what they could ban from the big corporation ones, like the Colts and the Smith & Wesson and these other companies, Glock and stuff. Somebody pointed out to me today only has like a very few moving parts, so it's easy to take apart and clean. And so they're asking me to devise, to get some kind of a design, a vest they can wear, like it's fashionable, but it has a right-hand draw inside pocket on it for him. So I'm going to try to help her with that. It's a shame that, you know, our rights have been so taken away because so many wrongs have been done to us that we've had enough.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you something. And this is something that has been bugging the hell out of me for years now. It's one thing to be caught with a firearm that's not registered or you don't have a permit or something like that, but it is just as illegal and you can get just as much prison time for wearing a bulletproof vest. Why is that?
Well, from I don't know about other states. In Pennsylvania, it is perfectly legal for you to have a bulletproof vest. The only time it's illegal is when it's used in the commission of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as other states, I'm not sure how that works for them, but you know, I can speak on that as far as Pennsylvania. I am currently law enforcement in Pennsylvania also, but you know, not active at the moment, but you know, still employed.
Okay. Yeah, you seem very law enforcement type. I was hoping more militia type, but I'm thinking to myself, yeah, he's more law enforcement.
Well,
yeah.
I don't get into the militia and things like that, you know what I mean? At the same time, you know, because when you're, you know, militant and all, you could be militant and all, you know, you can still hold your own down without being so militant because, you know, first thing they look at is, you know, are obvious, you know, are she and, you know what I'm saying, and all of a sudden we're wrong. So, you know what, I guess it's the less limelight, the better with me, so.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at some articles here, you know, this rapper, that rapper, arrested for having a bulletproof vest on, and it's like ridiculous to me. Why, I mean,
well,
it's purely defensive.
Also, if you're a felon, you can't have a bulletproof vest either, so it doesn't make any sense, but, you know.
Well, I mean,
if he was a felon,
me,
that's assuming that they were a felon. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, it would seem to me the answer to gun violence, random gun violence, would be a bulletproof vest. It's purely defensive. You can't say that you were assaulting someone because it's purely defensive. And, you know, maybe somebody is just paranoid. Maybe somebody just wants to wear a vest.
Yeah.
I mean, just to you know, arrest someone. And that, to me, says that the government wants us to be afraid and vulnerable if something does happen so they can use the shooting politically. Because...
Yeah.
As if you go into a room of 20 people, or you know, there's 20 people out on the street, and you go shooting, and everybody has their vest on, and nobody dies, well, you don't have a story there. There's nothing politically there to use.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, V. They do love to use an event towards their own agendas and twist it. If they have to perform headshots on people because they know we might have vests on, that's very bad press for them.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Media plays a huge part in, you know, like I said, I think our media is very skewed. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and the way they skew a lot of things, it might not like jump right out to people like some, but. A big thing is wordplay. You know what I mean? If you're reading a certain word, you know, you got your eye open and can see, you can look and see what's going on. But as far as as far as anything else, man, you know, media is the worst. So, you know, I'm not the type, I won't sit back and I won't watch the news or things like that.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a very smart thing. We got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right, we are back. This is our short segment. We've got about 6 minutes here before we'll go back to commercial break. I want to ask, Tom, so are you, when you say you're law enforcement, are you police officer, private detective, or bounty hunter?
Police officer.
Oh. Okay. How do you feel about this George Floyd thing, being an African-American police officer?
There was so many better ways to handle that. And, you know, I can say it, but, you know, it was a bitch-ass move. So I'm sorry if I cursed. But, you know, not other way to put it. But there was other ways to handle it. And, you know, the other officers that were there, you know, they could have put a stop to that or whatever, because, you know, that was something at least taught in our academy. You know what I mean? If you see somebody doing something excessive, man, you know what I mean? Take them, you know, get them out of there.
Exactly.
So.
And that's not, you know,
not...
not
all people. Have you ever been asked to ride in an ambulance before it went to the scene of an incident? Because we've seen two sheriffs come out of the ambulance for George that day, not paramedics.
Some places will ride in an ambulance, you know, depending on the situation, yes. I've never rode an ambulance with it.
Okay.
Well, I've always been curious about that, because I do like to ask questions.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
That whole incident looked very fishy to me. When they picked up a rubbery person that had no legs and they put him on a gurney, I went, oh my.
Yeah.
But out of curiosity, what's your favorite weapon that you made for yourself?
We make a lot of guns off of the AR-15 platform right now. Me personally, I can pretty much do any platform, but right now AR-15, since this is one of the most popular.
Well, of course, that's about the best weapon you can have that isn't over regulations. The semi-automatic, correct?
Yeah. I make them all class 3 as well, so I do make machine guns. I'm a big machine gun guy, so you know, I got quite a few machine guns.
They're fun to fire. I've shot quite a few guns in my past, but they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, my co-host here, he's dead set on thinking that the George Floyd thing was a hoax. That's why he asked you that.
Yeah, I'm curious, because I've never had a chance to ask a law enforcement agent if they've ever been on a call where no paramedics were with him, and just those two sheriffs come out of the back of an ambulance that's supposed to be a first responder. You know, that's not like officers would be sitting and waiting in a vehicle to go somewhere.
I mean, normally, you know, in most situations that I've seen, if you had to ride with a paramedic, it was, you know, because, you know, the person was either A, a prisoner, or B, you know, they were out of control in the medic, you know what I'm saying? You know, they felt better if someone rode with them. But other than that, I have no real answer for that. You know, every department's policy is different.
True. And up, your answer tells me it's possible that can occur.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking that. That's cool. I am a Wascally Wabbit, and I look for false flags ever since I woke up to 9/11 being not only an inside job, an inside-out job. So it made me question a lot of things that come over the media now.
That's why I don't watch the news, man, because I question the media 24/7. So.
That's a smart move. That's a brainwashing device, that TV. The only time I really watch stuff is when somebody brings it to my attention, have I seen blah, blah, and I go look for the blah, blah in it. We get manipulated towards an agenda. You know, the Hegelian dialectics is alive and well and been living in the houses of government for far too long.
Yeah.
Create the problem that you have a solution for and make people ask for the solution. Give me a mask, please, sir, to protect me, even though my mask don't protect me from people that have masks on that don't protect them.
Yeah.
That type of scenario.
All right. This was our short segment. We're going to take another commercial break, and then we'll come back for the long segment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You guys still tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show.
Can that reverse?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We're staying here doing a logo, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, you're a man about your business, and I like that. Now, we were both gun-toting government agents here. I'm ex-Army, so I mean, I can definitely relate with you on some things, but on other things, I don't know. I gotta see where we meet. So I want to ask you about this new executive order that Trump, you know, put out there with the police sort of restraint issue, and so we did a breakdown on my show here of that executive order, and basically what that executive order talked about was incentivizing agencies to have better training and to use less lethal force, and also bringing psychological personnel, social workers, psychologists, etc. Now, is that going to be placing an extra layer of police? We're going to have the thought police on us now as well?
That's a good question. I don't know what they're going to change now. I haven't been to work since January of this year, you know, because I'm having issues with certain things that go on in our own place. So, you know, I'd be real if I just told you I didn't care too much about what's going on there, man. You know, we have our own internal issues that, you know, can't really discuss too much there, but, you know, so I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, you seem like a guy with a level head, and, you know, being African-American there, if you're not having some issues there, I would be surprised. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You seem like one of the good ones.
You know what? I will say this here. People here in this city, you know, when I told people I was, you know, planning on leaving, a lot of people were upset because one thing, you know, myself and, you know, the other owner here, he's my brother. He also works for the same police department. You know, we're here for the people. So, you know, I'm one of the ones, I'll park up, I'll talk to the young guys, you know, and, you know, I'll talk to everybody. You know what I mean? Because you got to let them know that all people ain't bad. And then one thing, when things go down or get wrong, one thing, when you know your people, it makes everything a lot easier. It doesn't always turn into, you know, what the media portrays it. You know, someone has to get beat or someone has to get shot or, you know, things like that. You know, there's been plenty of situations I've been in where I've dealt with people. And they knew they had to go, and they turn around like, yo, come on, let's get it over with, and, you know, and it's just that surrender, man, because at the end of the day, man, they know I'm not out here trying to screw none of them, and, you know, I'm not out here trying to, every situation doesn't call for you to get locked up.
Right. You know? See,
cool
we need... We need more police officers like you.
Well, you know, I appreciate it. It's just a shame that, you know, where I'm working at, you know, it's tainted. And, you know, therefore I personally can't be around anymore. So.
Well, I mean, we definitely need to police our own. You know, if there's a... you know, large black neighborhood, well, most of the police officers should probably be of, you know, African-American descent. There's a large white neighborhood, then there should probably be mostly white cops. I mean, I don't believe in segregation, but it is easier for us to deal with our own because we understand our own.
Right. I mean, I don't even think it has to go that far. All you have to do is talk to people like they're people. And it's just that simple.
Right.
You know, everybody...
That could diffuse a situation. I think, yeah, if you talk to people, not in a screaming at them, parking orders, get down, nobody move, nobody get hurt type mentality that seems to have raced through police training. I'm curious if... because I don't have a chance to talk to many police officers in the States now that I'm living overseas. At what point did training change to where restraint became kneeling on somebody's neck? You know, is that actually taught?
Never. Because if anything, you know what I mean? Something like that. I mean, that's just... if you're on somebody's neck and they can't breathe, first of all, being on their chest, that's called positional asphyxiation. If a person can't breathe when they're on their chest, because 9 out of 10 people can't, I mean, you've been on your chest where you couldn't get up, and you can see. You know, it's hard to breathe. So if you do see this person, if you do see that something's happening with this person, what do? You turn them over. Actually, you're supposed to turn them over immediately. That's what we were taught. You know, so this is, I guess, how do I put it? I guess it's like a positional hard on. Okay, yeah, here it is. I got the power. I got this guy down. I'm the police, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know what I mean? And like I said, you know, like I said before, you know, I call the guy a beat to his face all day. You know what I mean? Hell, I've even practiced it on it. That's the type of person I am. But at the same time, you know.
Yeah, I know when they train to use pepper spray and stuff, the police officers actually get pepper spray to see what it's like. And part of me was giggling to myself a bit that perhaps, you know, some of these officers that are getting trained to restrain should have a knee put on their neck so they can see what it feels like, in a training situation.
I don't know anywhere where that actually justified. So, you know what? If they put this guy away for life, man, you know, so be it. You know what I mean? He needs it. He needs more than that. So,
absolutely.
No more cash cab show.
He does look like that guy from the cash cab. Yeah,
the guy that arrested that woman in Australia yesterday, a mother for incitement for telling people to meet in a park for a protest. He looks just like him too.
Yeah,
that's going around social media today. But we're being allowed to see these things. You know, if I post something that's having an effect that is against the dialectic, my post gets taken down. My channel would get removed. But if something's being shown too much, it's serving the agenda. And they showed the incidents that fueled more rioting and lawlessness.
Absolutely.
You know, this Antifa has been labeled a terrorist group, is being allowed to travel across the country on bus, knowing, and they know who they are. Our oppressors know who these people are. They're not being arrested and taken away, which saddens me greatly when I see selective policing going on. They're very sad with what's going on with this group of people, just taking away the free speech of others with bullets.
Well, you know what? I mean, I can honestly say, you know, I know there's a few guys, you know, who were, you know, down to earth and, you know, took the job just because, and somewhere, you know, they took that turn. And then there's that few who, you know, they were the suckers in high school or whatever. And, you know, all of a sudden now you got the badge and the Teflon.
Well, and see, that goes over into my next question here, and I'm not trying to bag on you or your department, because I don't know where your department is, I don't know anything about it, but it's a question that I've got to ask. So do you believe in false flag operations that they could be happening?
Do I believe in what?
False flag operations.
Not sure what you mean by it.
There's a particular incident that I would like to ask you about. There, like with these riots, for example, police have been caught on camera breaking out their own windshields to their own vehicles, slashing their own tires, you know, rolling their own cars over so it looks like rioters did it. They've been caught on camera, on people's cell phones, recorded this.
Okay.
And so do you believe that there are certain departments that are contacted and told to do this for political means?
I couldn't tell you that. So,
okay. That's fine.
That's something I want to know.
Okay.
I mean,
there's bad apples,
you know, in all the years that I've worked, I mean, I've I've never been in a situation where we've had, you know, riots or whatever. I've been there. I've been in my department 13 years. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty quiet there over there in Pennsylvania, huh?
No. Actually, we are the third most violent city in America. So.
Oh, okay. Well, what city?
We are Chester, PA.
Chester! Oh, I didn't hear that before. Okay, yeah. You can get rough there. Okay, I didn't hear that before. Sorry about that. Wow.
Okay. I like Pennsylvania. Great pretzels. I met some really cool people up there.
Well, you know, we need our good law enforcement there. We need hopefully get you back on the line there, my friend. I know making weapons, that's kind of a flip for us here, because we hear of a gunsmith and we automatically think, okay, he's a prepper, he's a civilian militia, he's 100% constitutionalist, he's the guy with the bunker. But you're a gunsmith and you're a police officer, so that that's a pleasant surprise.
And so, what I
would like to ask, just to help promote what you do. So, yes, you make AR-15s. Do you make handguns? Do you sell any kind of body armor? Do you have accessories?
We sell everything. Like, we are a full service gun store. We have the brand. We have the brand, and then, like I said, you know, we sell everything else. You know, I'm proud to say, you know, we're one of the few in our area who still have anything. So,
do you have a website?
We do. It's surplusarmor.com. It does need some updating. So,
well, who,
you know, anybody out there who can do websites? You know, give me a yell.
My PR person does websites. I'll let her talk to you. I mean, who better to buy legal arms from than a police officer? Hey, lights on that.
No, that can't go by that, because not all police officers know about guns. Not all police officers can shoot. Not all police officers can do a lot of things. So.
Oh, snap. You talking some good game right there.
I'm just being real. So there's a lot of police officers who aren't in the guns at all. They just carry it just because it's their job to carry it. So.
Right. Okay. Well, my friend, it's definitely a good thing we got a hold of you. And again, this isn't criminal. This interview is not criminal. We had a good talk here. Yet Facebook decided that, hey, you can't share this.
Yeah.
two posts. I'm telling you. I'm looking at the Facebook blocks right now. Two posts. And so.
Big Smother says no. I've been on here trying to find your website, and I can't do it. I typed in surplusarmor, ARMOR.com, and I...
No, ARME.com. So.
Oh, surplus.
It's like French.
And we are the...
Got it.
We are,
I want to look at what you sell.
Say again?
I'm trying to look at your catalog. I love looking at guns. I used to love to shoot a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I believe we are the only black-owned brand out there. So.
Now, that's cool. So, I love supporting black-owned businesses. So, definitely, guys, please get out there and get Get supplied. These are the times here. I mean, as a police officer, wouldn't you like it to have a population that can defend itself if there was some
issue? Absolutely. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, one thing a lot of people don't do is know. You know, a lot of people. So, you know what? One thing. It's funny how many new people come in here and they see things like silencers and stuff like that, and how many people were told, like, oh, you know, this shit legal and illegal and things like that. And it's like, you know what I mean? So a lot of people out there are misinformed. The one thing I'm going to do is going to inform. So.
Okay. Silencers are not illegal.
No. As long as you go through the proper procedure to get them, and they're not illegal. Some states they are, you know, but majority of the states, no, you are legal, especially here in PA. Texas is definitely another one, very legal. So, but a lot of us are misinformed that, oh, you know, they see it on TV and it's probably not good. So.
Okay.
I see you got some paintball guns on there.
I was just about to say.
Wow, they're really cool. Well, those are great for taking security cameras out. You know, black paint, you know, paintball, pepper it up some street lamp posts. You could definitely take out some security cameras that are monitored. If you have one across from your window of your house, would you want it? They're really cool looking.
I got an issue like that with my studio. I've got surveillance drones that just love to float around my studio. I bet you probably can't say anything about that, because that seems like the top secret thing with these police departments. But
they're a bunch of perverts peeping toms in our window. You know, that should be as wrong as it gets. I'll put a camera inside my toilet bowl if they want. They can analyze what I had for dinner.
What's with that? I mean, I know you don't have to have a warrant to have a drone up in the sky, but I literally have a drone inside of my studio pretty much every night. And in my windows while I'm doing my shows. It's really disgusting.
Well, I'll have to pass you a video. I saw somebody who designed a little net that you could shoot at these things using a CO2 air canister in four metal rods, and it just shoots out a thing, and you can take this drone out.
Oh, wow.
Somebody
don't know much
about the drones. I don't have one
myself.
But.
Okay. No drones at the surplus arms store?
Nah, I don't have
one. Okay. Well, you sound all right by me, my friend. And I'm glad that you
appreciate
having such a great business. And I hope it flourishes even more. And if I lived in your area, I would love to take your classes. What's the process to get into your classes?
Pretty much just signing up. So, you know, that's all it really is, signing up. Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, if you're local, definitely sign up for some classes. Buy a gun.
So, you know, never know when better to need it. I mean, better to have it and not need it, and need it and not have it, you know.
Exactly right.
That's a good point.
Exactly right. It's like a condom.
Yeah.
Got to come with the protection.
Yeah. Good pun.
All right. All right, well, Tom, I want to thank you. I, 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 want to, you know, say bless you and your family. And keep doing what you're doing. Because, you know, when the stuff hits the fan, you know, I'm looking around, I see somebody like you, I know I'm going to feel a little bit better. And I should probably get on in your good graces.
we good, man. You know, we, like I said, we're for the folks here, man. You know, I'm glad to say that, you know, we've educated a lot of new people out here, you know, who didn't know a lot of things. So, you know, one thing I like to do is teach, man, because it's so many of us, you know, not to hold you up, but, you know, from day one, a lot of us were taught guns were bad, but, you know, and the other, you know, the other shade, you know what I mean, it's the thing that they've done since little kids. So, you know, us growing up, you know, as black kids, you know what I mean, guns has always been bad, and, oh, we shouldn't have one, and we don't need one, and this, that, and third. Then what we see from TV, you know, TV's not showing you the proper thing, so that's another reason why, you know, I stay away from the media. But one thing, man, you know, I'm glad to say that we, you know, we show people, a lot of people, the right way of doing things. So, you know, my goal is, one of my biggest goals is to get you to survive out here, so, as opposed to, you know, being the victim.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that. Exactly. There's no reason to be the victim. There really isn't.
No.
All right. Well, once again, everybody, please check out his website and show some support. And, yeah.
It's support. surplusarme.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. There we go. Yeah, phone number 484-908-9191. Definitely.
I'm going to say this, too. One last thing.
Yes.
A lot of people say I answer the phone and I sound like the biggest a-hole. I'm really not. So it's just how I answer the phone, man. So
I found you to be a real pleasure to talk with. My questions weren't always the most comfortable, but I wanted to know a few things. You definitely informed me.
Well, thank you. So, yeah, you know, I appreciate that. So, yeah, it's always been a running joke here. Oh, man. So, you know, like everybody that works here, they say all of the people that always ask to call them or ask when they're going to be there because they hear my voice on the phone. They're like, oh, man, they want to hang up. So.
Well, definitely, people, give them a call. Don't hang up and get yourself a nice weapon for home defense, please. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and remember, in the land of surveillance, man, third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Big love, people.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.